The number is toll-free, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Stephanie.
Stephanie, you host your own radio show.
I sure do.
What's it called?
It's called Pork Therapy, and it's pork like a porcupine, P-O-R-C, therapy.com, if you want to find out more about it.
Well, why should people listen to Pork Therapy?
It's a really interesting show. It's about freeing your mind in an unfree world, I guess you could say.
I like that, porktherapy.com. That's pork with a C. For more of Stephanie, as we continue here, 855-453. For those of you just tuning in, first hour, the Occupy movements across the country, certainly the dominant topic. Of course, you can bring up anything you'd like. In fact, Stephanie, I know at one point you'd like to tell us, if we get a chance, a little bit more about the world population, possibly
yes.
eclipsing 7, or definitely at some point eclipsing 7 billion people. We can get to that, or again, take your calls about anything at 855-453. Maybe you've been out at some of these Occupy events. Today was basically the National Occupy Day. For those who hadn't kicked off an Occupy event in their city, this would have been a good day to do it. It was happening all around the world, as a matter of fact. And so you're welcome to share your thoughts as we continue with Shane listening in Oklahoma City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Shane.
Yes, I was wanting to say that here in Oklahoma City, I saw a bunch of anti-capitalists and businesses and stuff like that on their little rally. But the number one thing I was wanting to also ask is how come Ron Paul he doesn't like to do interviews? I don't understand that.
He doesn't?
Those are two very different questions.
Ron Paul doesn't like to do interviews?
I think it might be a political strategy so he can hear what the other person's is. He can be more prepared. But as far as, like, I listen to conservative talk shows, but I also listen to your show and other shows, too. But I just wonder why I never really hear any interviews or anything like that, or even like Fox News or anything
that
on interviews.
Maybe, Shane, it's because the media seems to be kind of not paying as much attention to Ron Paul. Do you think
right.
That's
I don't think it's because
yeah.
Ron Paul is turning down interviews.
Yeah.
I think it's because...
He's always happy to talk about the ideas of liberty when he gets a chance.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine Ron Paul would say no to MSNBC or Fox coming to him and asking him to appear for an interview. I mean, certainly...
Well, you know,
we've seen him in those circumstances before. Go ahead.
Well, one thing I have noticed, too, is if you watch the debate, they hardly ever even talk to him, or they don't hardly even talk to even Newt Gingrich. But,
oh, yeah.
You know,
well, they don't want people to know about Ron Paul. I mean, there are a lot of people in the mainstream media that are very interested in keeping Ron Paul out of the discussion. And that's why at a recent event, he only got like 3 questions. That's what I heard. I didn't watch it. Just a handful of questions at the recent debate as compared to the other candidates who got much more screen time.
Yeah, the ones that lie a lot, boy, they sure got a bunch of questions to ask them.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Shane. Appreciate hearing from you. And, of course, there are a number of people that would be in support of Ron Paul and are. I saw some Ron Paul T-shirts out there today on people I didn't know at this Occupy Keene event that I attended.
Interesting.
And Ron Paul.
You know, you've always said in the past, Ian, I remember in 2008 when I was listening to Free Talk Live and y'all were covering the Ron Paul campaign back then. I remember you asked the question after it was over, well, what happens to all of these people? Does their activism energy kind of fizzle out? Hmm. Do they become more interested in the ideas of liberty and educate themselves even more? Or do they kind of just drop off? And I'm curious about that. And I'm curious if they're coming back out of the woodwork this time around or if these are new people.
I would imagine many of them are coming back out of the woodwork, and we know for a fact there are new people finding Ron Paul. I mean, clearly, he's starting from a better position. And in politics, getting elected... Certainly at a local level is about name recognition, and at a national level, that's a big factor as well. So the fact that Ron Paul got his name out to some extent during the 2008 campaign and the fact that he garnered all those supporters, those new supporters then, I doubt very many of them dropped away. I mean, because Ron Paul is a pretty consistent dude, and he hasn't done anything different over the last 4 years. It's not like he turned around and became a statist. So many of his supporters are right behind him. And
sure.
I know that they're amping up. They're preparing, at least up here in New Hampshire. I've seen pictures of like a warehouse full of Ron Paul signs that have been made.
Oh, wow.
And I guess they're going to be put out in various different places.
Huh.
But I think that we're about to see, you know, the Ron Paul campaign kick into gear, especially with what's happening coming up on October 19th. The money bomb is happening again. Now, they're not calling it the money bomb in the promotional materials here, but that's basically what it is. Last year,
Black This Out, right?
BlackThisOut.com. Last year, last election season, the presidential election during 2008, they did, actually it was 07, November 5th, they had another day where they raised just a record amount of money. I think it was something like $20 million for Ron Paul, which ended up dwarfing all of the other amounts that the other candidates raised. I don't know what period it dwarfed it, but it was huge. I mean, it was big news, and they really couldn't ignore it. And so now they're going to do that again. That's their intention. BlackThisOut.com. It's happening October 19th. So if you'd like to get involved, get behind the Ron Paul campaign in a big way, that'd be a great time to contribute some money to him. I've already sent him some money, but on the 19th, I intend to do it again. Because no matter how many questions Ron Paul gets asked, even if it's just a few at a debate, having that man on that stage allows people who've never heard the ideas of freedom before, never have considered concepts like ending the war on drugs or bringing the troops home or whatever else Ron Paul might be up there promoting, whatever aspect of liberty. And so to me, that's a valuable thing. And I know that political campaigns aren't the most effective way to spend money, but there's no one else is Ron Paul. And to get behind somebody with that level of push and that level of ability to get a word out, I think it's worth supporting.
Well, I think it's the ideas that are worth supporting. I'm sure you agree, Ian. You know,
if there was anyone else as big as Ron Paul as far as getting those ideas out, I'd support that person too.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I just think that those ideas resonate with people, and a lot of them may never have described themselves as liberty oriented or even really thought about them before, but they just kind of innately make sense. The question I was asking before about like what happens to the Ron Paul supporters is that I could envision, I agree with you that they're not just probably going to turn back into statists or whatever. I can envision some of them kind of waiting and laying in wait for the next liberty-oriented candidate to come out and then supporting them. But I could also imagine them kind of, maybe when he lost last time, getting disillusioned with the whole political process.
There's always going to be some of that, right?
Burnout, that kind of thing.
The question is how many of them would that happen to?
Yeah.
And that's the one that it's impossible to answer.
It is.
Some people are going to be burned out quickly, and others who maybe they got excited about politics for the first time by the Ron Paul campaign. Because really, I mean, who wants to get behind these other guys? They're awful. They're little tyrants. Yeah. The Republicans and Democrats, all they want to do is control people. So there are a lot of people that have kind of been on the outside of politics, just being disgusted by it.
Yep.
They saw Ron Paul, got involved. So the question is, how many of those people have been disillusioned just with one election season versus realizing that it's going to take some time and working at it again? But I agree. I think people should become disillusioned with national politics so they can focus on the idea of getting their ideas implemented, the liberty movement, focusing in one place. New Hampshire, of course, is where we've chosen. You and I, we moved here as part of the Free State Project, as have hundreds of people and soon thousands of others to gather liberty-oriented folks who are, you know, fairly similar to Ron Paul in many cases, together into the same place to concentrate our efforts so we can actually see success. Because I don't think Ron Paul's going to see success. And even if he does get elected somehow, that even then all he can really do immediately is to, you know, bring the troops home, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
And he could perhaps rip some pages out of the Federal Register, maybe pardon some people in federal prison. But aside from that, he can't just go in and decimate, you know, the government. He can't just change it into a voluntary organization from that position. So to think that Ron Paul is, you know, the next great hope ultimately will likely disappoint you.
Yeah. There are even some people who say that if he did somehow manage to get elected and there was an economic crash, which was really the result of the last 200 plus years of mismanagement,
certainly the last 100.
He would get blamed for it. And so maybe that might not be so good for the ideas of liberty. But I think if we focus on the ideas, they're what's really worth getting behind and championing and promoting. And I'll take it where I can get it. You know, if people come to liberty,
whether it's Ron Paul or whether it's Occupy Wall Street or whether it's Occupy fill in the blank or a Tea Party, people are coming to liberty from all over the place, and we should do whatever kind of outreach we can to these folks. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. You're welcome to share your thoughts, the Occupy movement, or whatever is on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-3733. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at allsuccessclub.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Good day, Peter Kranchnagel from Midas Resources. Today is October 14th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,682.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,724.31, $862.16 for a half ounce, and $431.08 for a quarter ounce. $1,724.31, $862.16, $431.08.
Gold isn't for you. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Stephanie.
And, of course, so we will take your calls about anything. That's the point of the program. If you enjoy this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. And when you shop through those Amazon links, there are different links for your whatever country you might happen to be in, so click on the right one for you. And then when you buy stuff through that Amazon link, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So whatever it is you need to buy or want to buy, you can likely find it on Amazon, and you can get it through shop.freetalklive.com and help Free Talk Live at the same time. Also, SACL CAI, you've heard their name if you've been listening for a little while. Jason Osborne's behind it. He's the man, big supporter of the ideas of liberty. Jason Osborne, longtime supporter of Free Talk Live via SACL CAI. And if so, if you've got accounts receivable, you're looking to try something new, you need to get in touch with SACL. They're going to do collections and do it with respect so you can keep your clients in the long run. Go to freetalklive.com, see SACL CAI's banner right there at the top of the page. As we continue with you and your thoughts about whatever you want, whether it's the Occupy movement or anything goes, let's go to Steve in St. Louis. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Stephanie.
Hi Steve. There.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
We do have a Occupy St. Louis event here, and I was able to see some video on it. I didn't actually go down to it.
Now, why not?
But the guy that... I broke my rib.
Oh, geez.
Oh, sorry to hear that, Steve.
So what was it you wanted to share with us?
On the interview, when they spoke with the guy, he basically was indicating that he wanted to end personal property rights.
Mm. Property is theft, like, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean... a lot of the people there are, that's what they want to do. They want to end personal property rights. They want to fight against the ideas of liberty.
They just don't understand what the ideas of liberty are, and they're coming from this position of socialism, this indoctrinated property is theft kind of viewpoint that is essentially incorrect from the perspective of, well, if you own yourself, then you should be able to own the things that you create. And, of course, when you start asking folks that purportedly believe that property is evil or theft or whatever, ask them questions about, well, can I go ahead and then take your car? Because I need to go somewhere. I need to take a long trip, actually, to Mexico. Can I take your car?
That's what I thought. I was like, when I heard what he said about property rights, I was like, well, you know what? Give me your shirt.
Yeah.
In fact, give me your shoes, too.
Hey, what about their body? I mean, if
bend over.
Now, I don't like to think of human beings or body parts or bodies as property, but it's the persuasive argument to show that really all property rights are is just the ability to exclude other people from using certain things, right?
And as it should be, whether it's excluding them from the use of your body or excluding them from the use of the things that you've created or that you've modified, that you're involved with. That's completely acceptable.
And, there are some groups, there are people who live in certain arrangements where everything is shared and things are held in common. And sometimes in cases like families, for instance, that's a great example of a setup where a lot of times there's a lot of common property. And it can work sometimes, especially if there are kind of the social incentives to take good care of the property.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we've seen it work really badly where there are places like this where it's very dirty. And
Steve, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, I mean, like between strangers, though, why would they want to be able to tell me that they can take my property from a stranger?
Sure, yeah.
They probably would never admit to wanting to take your property directly, right? They would want to use an intermediary known as the government to take your property.
No, that's exactly what he did. Yeah, he said, they should take your property.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate hearing from you. And clearly, not everybody's right or ripe for the idea of liberty. Everybody is going to come to... The people that are going to come to this message are going to come to it at a certain time, and maybe this is that time for some, and maybe not for others. Maybe some people are going to encounter the message of freedom and just turn their noses up and not listen, or just crank up the wall of cognitive dissonance. There are all kinds of reactions that the message of freedom will get. But putting it out there is an important thing to do. Obviously, though, if your rib's broken, probably not a good idea to move and go down to this thing. But otherwise, might be worth your while.
We hope he feels better. Absolutely. I do have a funny personal story that kind of relates to Steve's call. You mind if I jump in with it real quick,
Ian? If you can, sure.
So I actually knew someone who was someone who rejected the idea of property and was liberty-oriented as well, so thought that people should voluntarily eschew property. And so I was having a conversation with this person once, and I said, well, do you mind if I go take a nap in your bed? And he said, sure, I'm not using it right now. If I wanted to use it, then I would ask you to leave. But
oh, really?
Yeah. So, I guess people could reject property on a voluntary basis, but where I have a problem is when they try to force other people to share that concept.
Right, and really, I mean, I think you just pointed out that it's only really a theory. The idea of, well, we should just give each other everything voluntarily and nothing is supposed to be yours, and then as soon as you ask if you can use the guy's bed, oh, no, not if I'm going to use it. I mean, so there's already this, there's this natural, whatever it is, inbred kind of evolutionary trait, mm-hmm. if you will, that essentially says humans believe in this idea.
Yeah,
well, we wouldn't have gotten to where we are today if we didn't believe in the idea of ownership of that which we create and in effect.
Sharing is wonderful, you know, and it can be very fulfilling and can help get everyone's needs met. But at the same time, you also have to preserve yourself and make sure that you're taken care of, too.
Right. Well, because if you don't take care of you, how can you share anything of value?
Exactly.
If you aren't in a position where you've been able to create something for your life, some wealth for your life, how can you be of value to share anything? Remember, you have to have wealth in order to have free time. So even if you don't have money that you can give, you still give your time to, like, local homeless shelter or local food kitchen or something like that. So time is also value, though, because mm-hmm. you could be doing something else with that time. And
it's scarce. You can't get it back.
Right, exactly.
It's always ticking away.
And you have to spend time to have time as well. Mm-hmm. That way you have the leisure time to donate to these things. So if you don't have that position from which to start, you're the one who is the one that needs the help. You're the one who needs the assistance. You're the one who should be looking for that help. You can't give help if you're in that position, if you're not in the position of taking care of yourself first.
Yeah, and I think that this is really a common thread in these Occupy protests, is that people are just kind of feeling their standard of living being squeezed.
Oh, yeah,
because they're having to work harder and harder to pay for all the taxes.
Less.
It's harder to go into business for yourself or to work for yourself, which affords a huge increase in standard of living, because if you're your own boss, you don't have to worry about following someone else's schedule or planning out your time in their way.
It's worth working toward. Let's go to Jason in Charleston, listening to WSEFM. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on home tonight?
Just had a couple of questions. I enjoy listening to the show and listen to it fairly frequently.
Thanks.
A couple of the things you'd said tonight, at one point you guys seemed a little anti-corporate, which actually ties into what Stephanie was just saying about, you know, owning your own business and freeing yourself up and increasing your own standard of living.
Mm.
But you guys, it seems like when a business gets too big, you talk about them as being a block to entering the marketplace.
No, not all businesses behave in that way. I'll tell you what, we can bring it back and talk a little more about this. Corporations, not all businesses use the government regularly to block the market, but many do, and corporations are creations of the government. We'll explain more in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question. When the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer. Yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Show is Free Talk Live. We call it that because you can bring up whatever you'd like. You have the toll-free number, 1-855-450-FREE. And we do it 7 nights a week. So if you don't get all 7 nights on your local talk radio station, you can contact them and ask them real nicely, and maybe they'll make a change for you. You can always get in touch with them, use your local contact info, or go to localfaq.freetalklive.com to learn more about how to get in touch with your local talk radio station. And if they do air Free Talk Live, thank them, and let them know that you appreciate that, because we've got 100-plus great radio stations across the country taking this show at various different times throughout the week. You can get more information about that over at listen.freetalklive.com and the other variety of different ways we have to get this show into your ears wherever you are around the world. Also, have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Well, jurisdictionary.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. And until you know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts, and costs less than an hour with any good attorney. It's 4 CDs, and the course is so easy that the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Go to jurisdictionary.com. Download various different free tools they have there for you, including a free legal flowchart, tips and tactics, newsletters, legal dictionary, free videos, and then you can, of course, buy the course over at jurisdictionary.com. That's jurisdictionary.com. You can use the pull-down menu to indicate that you heard about them from Free Talk Live. We'll continue with you and whatever's on your mind. Jason, I think, is still with us there listening to WSC in Charleston. Are you there?
I am here.
Now, you brought up the issue about corporations and how, you know, some people seem to be anti-corporation, period.
But I think he said we sounded anti-corporate.
We did, apparently, to him, but I want to make sure that I'm not, I want to make clear, I'm not anti-business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm anti-corporation. And corporations are essentially nothing more than a protective shield that the government has created for the people that are in business. Now, specifically, they mean it to be used by the people that are close and friendly to the government. But ultimately, even small business owners and local mom and pops can incorporate. That doesn't make them bad just because they incorporated. In many cases, it's such a litigious society because of government that the smart thing to do in business is to become a corporation.
Well, we have to remember the whole point of a corporation is is to limit liability on the individual, right? So if something happens and someone gets sued, the business owner doesn't want to assume all the risk for losing everything they have.
Their business stands for all of that risk. Every asset of the business then covers that risk, but it allows them to keep their personal assets.
Right, yeah, so that's the point of incorporating, essentially.
And I understand where you guys are kind of going with, you know, businesses and corporations lobby the government, and I take issue with that as well. I just wanted to hear it from you guys about, because you were sounding for a minute there kind of anti-corporate and, you know, big businesses.
I am completely anti-corporate. I am completely anti-corporate, but I am pro-business, right? Do you understand the difference?
I understand. I do.
Right. Hey, thanks for the call, Jason. I appreciate hearing from you, man. 855-450-FREE. Business, great. People should be able to start whatever businesses they want to and take full liability for their actions running those businesses. But I don't think we should have this litigious society where essentially you can just throw lawsuits at people then, you know, see what sticks.
It's ridiculous how many things could be worked out by people just talking with one another or maybe even involving a mediator to smooth along those talks.
Absolutely.
But nowadays it's just like the first reaction is to bring a lawsuit, and that needs to change, in my opinion.
Clearly, we'd like to see big changes to the so-called justice system, including private arbitration rather than this one-size-fits-all government system. But even in the one-size-fits-all government system, if they were to have a loser-pays system, that means that you can't just bring a lawsuit because you're going to have to pay for it if you end up losing. People will not be so blasé about just bringing a lawsuit. They won't just throw them out there because they'll know that if they lose, if they don't have a real case, if they're just trying to waste someone's time or waste someone's money or whittle them down with a bunch of cases, which it's a lot, it's a burden to deal with these suits, and people know that. If they know they can't get away with that, if they know they're going to be liable for whatever suits they bring through a loser pay system, it'll reduce dramatically the amount of just nonsensical suits, like someone spilling coffee in their lap, those kinds of things.
Yeah, see, for me, Ian, I've been really interested in conflict resolution for a number of years now, and I think that so much of this problem could be solved by focusing more on prevention, like, for instance, getting mediators involved and trying to come up with win-win solutions that don't involve going to the stage of binding arbitration or, you know, abiding by someone's decision. And the other thing is that the system that we have today is so punitive, right? It doesn't really focus on restitution. And I think restorative justice, or just focusing on repairing the harm that is done, is such an important component of justice that is completely overlooked in the society today.
Yeah, and it really does need to be focused on. Instead of filling prisons with warm bodies, actually having those people, if they have harmed another human being, and many in those prisons have not, but if they actually have harmed another human being or done some sort of damage to their property, then they should be, essentially, they should be making those people whole. And if they're not willing to make those people whole, well, maybe then hold them in some sort of a cage and, you know, give them the opportunity to work. But I think that people need to be kept out of cages as much as possible.
Yeah.
Unless they're actual dangers, imminent dangers to other human beings.
There are so many situations where someone has been hurt or some wrong has been done where putting someone in a cage, it's like, how does that help anything? It really doesn't. It just victimizes more people, and it's kind of tragic, in my opinion.
Yeah, and they meet all kinds of interesting characters while they're in there that they otherwise wouldn't have met. So that's one of the reasons why it's called Gladiator School. I mean, you come out knowing more about crime than otherwise. Let's go to Matt, listening in Yakima, Washington, to KUSA. Hey, Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind? You're on with Ian and Stephanie.
Well, you guys have been talking about war and why Christians would support it and Ron Paul and all this stuff.
Why Christians would not. Real Christians would not support war. Go ahead.
Real Christians would not, even though the Bible is full of it. And if you look at the Quran, it has war.
Yeah, well, the Bible's a book of stories, and so, of course, there's war, because war is part of human history. So there's going to be war stories in the Bible. But Jesus is what Christianity is supposed to be all about. Christians are supposed to be people who attempt to emulate Jesus as much as possible. Christ-like. They want to be Christ-like. That's the idea. At least that's what I understand the idea to be after having been a Christian, supposedly, and then becoming an atheist and learning more about religion finally as an adult than I was taught as a kid. That's what it's supposed to be about. And Jesus was about peace. He was about turning the other cheek, loving his neighbor, loving his enemy even. And if you support war, you're not like Jesus.
Yeah. Okay, so what happens when a Muslim starts a jihad because their religious scriptures say hey, this is what we need to do. Do we
really? Have you read the Quran?
Defend ourselves, or is
I know
that,
Ian has recently read it.
Have you read the Quran?
I've read parts.
Okay. Well, I've read the whole thing. And
yeah,
what
and it never says anything about jihad in there, huh?
Well, actually, jihad is, you know, part of being a Muslim. And do you know what it means?
I just know that they've declared it against us.
Okay. So you
who's us? There's a lot of collectivists.
Yeah, they, he says, have declared it against us. Well, first of all, Muslims are very, very different. You know, they have different sects and
they're individuals, and, just like anyone,
exactly.
Just like you and me.
And like a lot of Christians, they can be radicalized by someone who's taking quotes out of context from their book. For instance, as you mentioned, there's quotes about war in the Bible. So you can take quotes out of context and maybe use it to radicalize a few people. But the supermajority of Muslims are completely peaceful. Muslim, being a Muslim is a religion that is dedicated to peace. And the jihad that they're talking about is, there's two of them. There's the internal and the external jihad. The internal jihad is the one that you're having with yourself about whatever issues, you know, you might have in your life. And the other one is the external jihad, which is the idea of spreading one's beliefs, in this case, the Muslim beliefs, to the rest of the world. And in no cases is it ever acceptable for them to be spread by the sword, according to the Muslim religion. They're a very self-defense-based group. But even when it comes to self-defense, they will only defend themselves to the point. Now, this is by the actual, you know, text of the Quran and popular Orthodox Islam. But the point to which they will defend themselves is the point at which the enemy stops attacking. Once the enemy says, that's it, you know, we're not doing this anymore, then the Muslims must stop as well.
Hmm.
It's really a peace-oriented religion. So, Matt, I'm sorry that you weren't given that information, but it's likely that you've been lied to by people in the mainstream media in this country who want you to believe a certain thing about the Muslims, so you'll consider them your enemy, so you'll support things like killing innocent people around the world just because they're Muslims. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
My mom gives me a glass of emergency kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. It's a live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Stephanie.
Our toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. That's the point of this program. We've also been talking about the Occupy movements tonight, warmongering so-called Christians. And just most recently had a call by somebody who was just kind of echoing this commonly heard mentality about Muslims. We'll get back to that here in a moment. Of course, take your calls, 855-450-FREE. And if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, look no further than ManVentureOutpost.com. They carry knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com are family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. So some of their prices, by the way, are so low, we can't even talk about them on the radio. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. Get it quick and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. So 1-855-450-FREE. We continue with you and your thoughts here. Joey is on the line listening in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Hey, Joey, you're on Free Talk Live. You're listening to KFPW.
Hello, how are y'all?
What's on your mind tonight, Joey?
Well, I just wanted to kind of go further with this comment you made about Islam being all peace. And I just wondered how that lined up with the beginning of the religion and how the Prophet Muhammad was a resident of Mecca. And when he tried to start his beliefs there, he was ran out of Mecca, went to Medea.
It's true.
Had a bunch of followers, raised up a pretty much an army, and went back and took Mecca by force, and then spread a lot of Islam to many other cities in the Middle East by pretty much force and sword.
Well, so actually, that's partly correct. Muhammad did have, managed to recruit followers when he moved to Medina, more followers than in Mecca. And he was under attack by the people that at the time were folks who were basically polytheistic worshippers of idols. And Muhammad's message was essentially, this is wrong, there's only one God. And that's the message he was bringing, which was an incredibly radical idea to the folks that were around there at the time. And many of them reacted in a very violent manner, as in the history of new ideas being put forth. In many cases, the people who are putting them forth they're not well received. You know, in many cases, they're violently opposed. And so that's what happened. Muhammad and his people were persecuted by the status quo. And so essentially, they were fighting in defense. And it's worth pointing out that Muhammad, in many instances, was all about forgiveness. So when people would come and attack him and his associates, when people would actually try to kill him, he would let them go. He would essentially forgive them, like facing down his attempted murderers and forgive them. So I'm sorry, but no, it's not like you said it was, as I understand it.
I wonder how new an idea of one God would be to these people when Judaism had been in the Middle East for a lot longer than the Prophet Muhammad had ever been there. So
well,
the God and the Israelites had been dispersed to the Far East, which would have been around in the Mecca area, would have been over there in present-day Baghdad, Iraq.
It was a very unpopular idea. You're right. I mean, obviously Judaism predates being a Muslim. It predates Islam, for sure. But in many cases, those folks were persecuted, as you well know, and run out of a lot of areas. And so the single monotheistic viewpoint was a very radical idea at that place and at that time. Thanks, Joey. Appreciate your call tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Islam is essentially translates to peace. It's a religion that's based on peace, as many religions purport to be.
Yeah.
It's just that the followers, in some cases, decide to interpret things differently. After all, look at all the Christians that support war. They call themselves Christians, yet they support war. But yet, you know, you don't see Muslims raining terror down on most people. You don't see terrorism happening. It's not because the government's out there keeping you safe from it. It's because it's just not happening, whether it be crazed Muslims or angry Christians or former ex-military people bombing buildings with trucks full of whatever. Those things are able to happen without government intervention because someone wants it to. Someone follows some sort of plan to do evil and to hurt their fellow human beings, and those people are crazy. And they can call themselves whatever they want to. They can call themselves atheists, they can call themselves Christians, they can call themselves Muslims or whatever. That doesn't mean that all people that identify those ways agree with them. There are Christians that really do believe in peace, and same with Muslims.
Yeah, I mean, clearly violence is tragic as a strategy, no matter who's doing it or what their ideology is. I think I have somewhat of a unique perspective on this particular situation because I'm someone who is not religious. And I think if you look at any conflict, especially historical ones that go back a long time, I mean, like the Crusades comes to mind, but it's essentially every war in history, there has been violence on both sides that's been egregious, and it's been oftentimes justified by every religion that there is. And to me, I just think that it's really important to be rational about our beliefs. And if we take a critical look at whether war really serves our interests as human beings, it's clear that it doesn't, right? It's clear that killing and violence are not productive. And so I think it's really important to keep that in mind, regardless of what you believe in terms of religion.
Let's continue here, 855-450-FREE, and I absolutely agree with those sentiments. One of the sad parts is, though, even folks who have managed to slough off the ideas of religion as damaging, or organized religion as damaging, they still love the idea of organized government, and that's essentially become their new religion, that they believe in the power of man over another man, the power of so-called democracy. There were many chants about democracy today, which obviously were a bit of a turnoff for me at the Occupy events, because I see democracy as what it is, which is two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. It's majority rule, and that's never a moral system.
Yeah.
And it's also a very you have to have like this religious belief in the ideas of government and that it's okay to come together to use force on your peaceful neighbors. There's really some real kind of dogma going on there.
Yeah, that's been a frustration for me as someone who kind of allies a lot with the skeptic community and people who are not religious. And actually, religion was the first thing I questioned before government or finding the ideas of liberty. But, you know, I'm an atheist for the same reason I'm a libertarian, essentially, is because I believe in free will and the capacity of people to make decisions and to be competent in what they do.
Let's talk to Matt in Addison, Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Stephanie.
Hello, Ian and Stephanie. How are you?
Hey, Matt. What's on your mind tonight? Doing well.
I just wanted to point out that I wanted to make the comment that I'm glad you read the Quran. I've never read it. I've always wanted to read it. So any ideas that I have about the Islam, the nature of Islam, I get from the Muslims that I personally know. And they've always been peaceful people to me. So I've never really gone for the rhetoric and the propaganda that's spouted. But unfortunately, and I think this gentleman and other people are a perfect illustration of this, people have a tendency to listen to their preachers or other people that have read these books when they haven't. I mean, I imagine that 80% of the Christians out there never read the Bible. I'm not sure. I'm just
throwing them out there. Certainly far fewer have read the Quran.
Right. And so they rely on these people that put themselves out there as experts to get their opinion, and they never look into it any further than that. So these people aren't really thinking for themselves. They're allowing another person to do the thinking for them when they're listening to their priests and stuff like that. And you need to educate yourself, or people should. They should learn to think for themselves. They should learn to form their own opinions by looking into these things, going deeper than just what somebody else says. And I think it's a sad.
I completely agree with you, but can you blame people when they grow up in an environment where they're, in many cases, sent to government school, where they're not taught to think critically, they're not taught to question anything, and oftentimes in religious environments, too, they can be very stifling in terms of independent thought and questioning things.
Hey, I was brought up a Catholic, and I'm the son of a teacher, so... You would think that I wouldn't have been able to look through these things and to see it. You have to lift up that veil. No matter how frightened you are of what you're going to see underneath it, you have to lift it up. And I think that if more people would do that, they would see something gorgeous rather than this ugly thing that they fear.
Yep, I thank you for that thought. Great observation.
Beautiful
Matt.
Description.
1-855-450-FREE. And that's, I think it is gorgeous that people have different beliefs. The idea that one religion should take over the whole world is not only unrealistic and absurd, but also
they've all been
so
trying
boring.
For a long time.
It's not all of them. Not all of them have been trying. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour 3 is next. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.